This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Tomorrow morning, more than 300,000 teenagers will sit down with number two pencils in their hands and butterflies in their stomachs to take the SAT, the new SAT. It's different this year, longer, harder, and for the first time ever, anxious students will have to write an essay. NPR's Elaine Corey reports that it's a good time to be in the test prep business.
At 7 o'clock on a school night, 20 high school juniors from middle-class suburbs east of San Francisco are hunched over their desks. They've already spent a full day in class, but they're back for more, prepping for the SAT.
Okay, folks, so we have a vocab quiz on 12 through 15, so close your books.
This year's SAT has been revamped for the first time in a decade and expanded to nearly 4 hours. Gone are the dreaded analogies. Bird is to nest as beaver is to dam. But there's a new section on grammar, tougher math problems, including Algebra 2, and the scariest part for some kids, the essay. So, instructor Hannah Lore Romero drills her students in writing and vocabulary.
Okay, 3. Allie.
The senator became increasingly blank in order to blank her point, and I chose C, eloquent and elucidate.
Uh-huh.
And I chose that because I knew elucidate means to make clear.
A former high school teacher, Bill Ames, began these courses, the Ames seminars, to help students prepare for the SAT. Ames says he can see the stress in these kids' faces, and no wonder.
In the past, when the SAT did changes, it was much ado about nothing. This time, it's much ado about something important. The test is 50% longer, and for many kids, much more difficult. They're right to be aware of it and concerned about it.
They're so concerned, an estimated one half of the students signed up for tomorrow's SAT had some outside coaching.
Our growth in the past year has been record-breaking.
Jennifer Caron directs SAT programs at Kaplan Test Prep and Admissions, one of the biggest coaching companies. She says whenever the SAT changes, kids and their parents freak out.
In 1994, which was the last major test change, we saw a 20% increase in our SAT business. This time around, our business growth is well north of that.
The College Board, which administers the SAT, claims that expensive coaching rarely delivers much better scores. Nevertheless, the big test prep companies offer money-back guarantees, and hordes of parents sign their kids up. Megan Stanger, a junior at College Park High School, is a confident 17-year-old who excels at everything she does. But when it comes to the SAT, even she's frazzled.
I'm nervous about it. It's a little nerve-wracking to know that no one's taken this test before and no one has experienced what this test is going to be like.
Megan takes these worries home with her to nearby Pleasant Hill, where she and her younger sister have busy schedules.
Well, Liz has volleyball, so do we want to get takeout tonight or do we want to just eat leftovers?
I think we can make a salad, sliced apples.
Megan's mom, Pat Stanger, says when she was in high school, the SAT just wasn't such a big deal. But she knows schools are more competitive now. There's so much riding on a good score that the Stangers willingly paid $800 for an AIM seminar to help Megan prepare.
I actually wish we could just step back and not be so competitive. I want Meg to have time to be a kid. But you can't put the blinders on and just pretend it will be fine. We've tried to research everything and say this is where we're comfortable in pushing or taking classes because family's still important, grades are important, being a kid's important.
The irony is Megan is a straight-A student in 6 honors classes, but she's thinking about Ivy League schools, or at least the University of California at Berkeley, which routinely turns away thousands of straight-A students. With the pressure on, Megan has a long list of anxieties about the SAT.
Well, you never know. That day I could be feeling completely sick and just not do well, and the test is 3 hours and 45 minutes, which is a very long time, and you start with the essay. The reading is also stressful because it's very long, very boring passages that you have to read, and you have to be able to stay awake and focus throughout the whole thing.
Megan's heard that doing a final review, but not cramming, the night before the test is a good strategy, so that's what she'll do tonight. She doesn't have a rabbit's foot or lucky socks, although there is one test-taking ritual she likes. Tomorrow morning, she'll be deprived of even that.
I used to have a thing where if I wrote my name in pen on a test, I would do better, but I can't do that on the SAT. Everything is in pencil, so that changes that.
Megan's one consolation, by tomorrow afternoon, it'll all be over. Elaine Corey, NPR News.